Good morning, Albuquerque. It's that time of day again. Saturday morning, it's a Go Local Boom radio station here on 1050 KTBL. And I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Go Local Boom Radio is where we celebrate local business in New Mexico by getting to know the people behind the businesses in our communities. You can find us here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here on 1050 KTBL. And be sure to visit us online at golocalboom.com. This segment is brought to you in part by Rocketbox SEO Albuquerque, a full-service digital marketing agency that doesn't just offer clean web design and manage SEO campaigns. They help you get what you need most in your business, more customers. Rocketbox SEO, launch your business online. Visit them online at rocketboxseo.com. My first guest this morning is Monica Walters with Shutter Booth. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Thank you.
So tell our listeners what Shutter Booth is.
So we bring fun to any event, and we capture all of those fun memories for you, both digitally and in print.
So an opportunity for people to take a memory of their event with them on the spot, or do they have to wait till the end of the event and order something and go through a whole gallery and all of that?
No, we do it right there on the spot. Your prints come out right there, as well as you can instantly text it, you can email it, you can upload it right there to Facebook, Twitter, whatever you want to do with your digital memory or print.
And I will say, I mean, I asked you that question for the benefit of our listeners, because I've experienced your Shutter Booth at different events, and it's amazing. I think from my perspective, it's one of the best party favors that a person can offer to their guests, because it's personalized, it's instant, and people want them a lot of times.
Yes.
Whether it's a wedding or graduation party or something, people, well-intentioned, of course, want to thank their guests for joining them for their celebration. And they have some kind of favor that may or may not be what that person is into. But a photo is just
for
something
everyone.
For everybody. So tell us more about what a person would experience who's maybe never even seen a photo booth like that.
Yeah, so what's going to happen is you come to your event, you'll see us there. We have a variety of different styles of photo booths, but you just step up the camera, the system will work automatically. We're there to help you pick out your props, come up with a pose. You step in front of the camera, you'll see yourself up on the touchscreen monitor, and then once you are done posing for your photos, then you get to decide maybe a filter that you want. You can decide if you want the animated GIF or maybe a still photo, and then print it out. While your thing is printing, then you can also email it or text it. And then once you're done entering your information, you'll have your print right when you're done.
Excellent. And so it's really simple and easy. And the fact that people can see themselves before the photo gets taken can make some adjustments. And so I don't think people have that experience of taking a bad photo, because they get to see, it's like looking in a mirror.
Yes. And everybody says that they never have a bad photo. And they're always fun because they're relaxed, just having a good time. You're not worried about this perfect pose, even though generally they are amazing pictures, just because you are relaxed and just having a good time.
Right. And so give folks your contact information in case they're planning an event and they want to get in contact with you or just want to know more information.
Yes, you can go online to shutterbooth.com/ABQ, or you can also give us a call or a text at 505-652-8999. And you can also email me at Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, at Shutterbooth, shutterbooth.com. And of course, you can find us on all the social media at Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and that's always going to be Shutterbooth ABQ.
All right. Excellent. So give our listeners an idea of the kinds of events that you do, because I mentioned a few, you know, graduations and weddings, but I'm sure there are some events that people may not realize that could really be taken to a different level by having something like a photo booth available.
Yes, besides just doing private personal events, we do a lot for businesses. So it could be a festival, it can be a product announcement, can be for a grand opening, can be even a trade show event. With the expo coming up in April, we could represent your company at your booth. So that way people want to come over and engage with your brand, learn more about your business, take a photo with your information on it. And that's something they'll have posted up at their fridge, in their office cubicle, and really spread information about your business out to other people. So again, we're not there to talk about us, we're there to talk about you. We help spread that information on social media as well for you. But it works out really well, especially with green screen. We can brand your company with the green screen. People take pictures in front of your logo, print it out. They can, again, post it up on social media, text it to themselves, and spread it around, again, because it's got their picture on it.
Right. And that's something I think maybe especially businesses, large and small, may not think about, because it's the traditional, often the traditional thinking of the business card, the magnet, the calendar, et cetera, which may or may not end up on people's refrigerators or in their office space. But a photo is so personalized, people can't help but post it. Like, they might not even see the logo of the company that provided that service, but other people will. And it ends up, I think, being probably a subliminal kind of messaging or passive advertising.
Yes, definitely. It's like that digital business card, but you don't really think about it unless you're really looking for that service. And other people that are looking for that service will say, oh, yeah, hey, I was just looking for that. And they'll just see your photo strip with that information on there.
Right. Well, listeners, if you're just tuning in, my guest this morning in this first segment is Monica Walters with Shutter Booth. And she was just sharing how not only do they provide the service of the photo booth at private events, but also for corporate or business events as a way of expanding the reach into the customer base by branding your business with people's personalized photographs. So share with us one of your favorite events in the last maybe 6 months, 9 months or so. And I know you love them all, so it'll be a little bit hard to narrow it down. But share with us what your favorite event was and what you enjoyed most about it.
So probably just because it's really recent, is the Addies Awards for the advertising people. And we had the Boomerang booth there. So it's all digital and we do Boomerang with it. So it takes a digital recording of your movements and actions. It plays it forward and then backwards. So it's really interesting to watch people just make the movement and then see themselves, you know, because it's really awesome that people are into the new things. And it's not something everybody can have. It's kind of that new thing out there. And again, it's branded with the Addie Awards on there. And it was just a lot of fun. And everybody loved it. And we're coming back over with new people. And, oh, no, I need to take one with this person. And just the different movements they could make and what it would look like played forward and then backwards again. So that was a lot of fun.
That's interesting. And especially that people in the advertising world would be entertained by something like that really says a lot, I think, because there's that overstimulation, I think, or that overexposure, I think, to things that probably in that world. And so to have them get the opportunity to play a little bit and just not only represent the awards that night, but themselves or their business or whatever it is that they were there for.
Yes, definitely. So yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Excellent. So where can people, I mean, do any public events? I heard you say trade shows. Are there any events that people could go to that they might not be, you know, invited to, that they could experience either speaking with you or just seeing how the booth works?
Yes, definitely. We're at events like Yelpetropolis, which takes place on Saturday. So we'll be there at the El Rey Theater, and different events. It could be for a benefit walk, different fundraising events that we do. So any kind of community event, a lot of times we're there. We'll do the Ronald McDonald House Girls Night Out coming up in May. So any of those kind of fun fundraiser events, you can usually find us there. And if you want your business to be represented at any kind of fundraising event, you can always give us a call. or email again, and we can represent you at those fun events. So that way it kind of gives your name that same kind of fun social responsibility kind of culture as well.
Right. And so for someone who might be considering this for their event, whether it's personal or business, give us a range of pricing or how that works. Are there packages? Are they customized? Just so people have an idea of what they might expect in terms of working you into their budget.
Yeah. So there's a big variety of packages for digital only. With the boomerang package, you can get that as low as like $250 for 3 hours. And then with the print packages for 2 hours, you're looking at about $550. So it really is a big variety. And again, we have green screen and different add-ons that you can add to that as well. But we can work with about any kind of budget. You just give us a call and let us know what your return is that you're looking for, and we'll help you out.
That's excellent. And I think especially for those private events, I mean, people are probably starting to plan for high school and college graduations and figuring out what their budget is. And so something like that to say, okay, you know, we can buy our guests these party favors, these thank you favors, or we can do something like Shutter Booth and give them a personalized takeaway.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And that's what I say. Instead of like throwing away bubbles or maybe eating that cookie, as much as they are very pretty, they're gone as soon as they eat them, you know? So you could get something that stays with them forever and something they'll remember.
Right. Absolutely. We have about a minute left in the segment, and I will let you know that personally, I probably have about, I don't know, 10 or 15 strips from different events that Monica's been at with Shutter Booth, and from weddings to corporate events and so forth. And they're fun. They're in my office. Like, I don't want to throw them away. And so it definitely has that staying power that the cookie would not have.
Yes. That's just it. They do stay around. And like I said, you do. You see them in offices, people's fridge, and you don't throw them away because you want to keep reliving that moment.
Right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Why don't you give our listeners your contact information one more time?
All right. So you can reach us at shutterbooth.com, and you can also call us at 505-652-8999. You can email me at Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, at shutterbooth.com. And then you can find us on social media on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn at Shutterbooth ABQ.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Monica. This is Monica Walters with Shutter Booth. And thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with our next guest. This is Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions and Go Local Boom here on 1050 KTBL. Good morning, Albuquerque. Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides. This segment is brought to you in part by Chispas Performance Solutions. Chispas Performance Solutions works with businesses and organizations to reduce the cost of doing business caused by ineffective or inadequate communication. They do this by providing customized on-site classes, keynote conference presentations, breakout sessions, and much more. Schedule your free consultation today at chispasperformancesolutions.com. My next guests are home inspectors, and so you want to pay attention if you're looking to buy a home or just need their services. I have Ishvan Jaco and Jean-Paul Vincent, and so welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Ishvan, this is for you. Tell us what you're all about.
Okay. My name's Ishvan Jaco. I started Jaco Home Inspections. I did construction for about 20 years, and almost 7 years ago, a buddy was getting out of the business doing home inspections, and he talked to me about it. I figured I'd been looking at houses, I'd been repairing houses, commercial, residential, a long time. I was very interested. And so I spent some time with him, getting out in the field, learning the trades, and I love what I do. I get to help people understand what they're buying, and I don't do the repairs anymore, but I definitely can help tell them what they need to do so they have a better idea what they're getting before they buy their home.
And that's important, I think, because the home is probably the biggest expense that people are going to make. And so having the peace of mind, knowing that what they're purchasing is going to be sound, that they're not buying, what's the term for houses, as cars would be a lemon. So what would it be?
Money pit.
Money pit. There you go.
The brick.
Yes. And so, John Paul, share with our listeners what your role is in the business.
Well, I am also a home inspector. I work for Ishvan. I actually cover the Los Lunas in Albuquerque area. So as a home inspector, I get to go out and basically inspect a house from tip to bottom. So it's absolutely fascinating. I like to say that it's kind of like I get to explore houses that I will never own. Mm. I will never get another chance to step inside this house, you know? So it's really interesting to see, you know, how a house is laid out, all the working functions of a house, and every house has been different. So it's absolutely fascinating.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a big fan of those home remodeling shows on HGTV and so forth. And you see the horrors that sometimes come about when the inspector goes in and the home's already been purchased, which I never understand how they purchase the home before the inspection. I guess it just depends on how it's all set up, which you can address if you want to. But the point I was wanting to make is just knowing, going back to the peace of mind idea, that you all are able to come in and give people the peace of mind about what they're actually buying, not just on the surface, right? Getting behind the walls, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the inspection generally is stated to be a visual inspection, but we definitely have a lot of tools that we take with us, and we try to get into everything, open everything, operate everything, climb on top, climb underneath, crawl, whatever we need to do to try to find out what might be going on with the house. And lots of times we see a lot of evidence of things that are past, but they've been repaired, and it's just old signs of things. And once in a while, you'll find something that may have actually been covered up, maybe recently been repaired, and it kind of gives you some clues something else is going on. And we do the best that we can to evaluate that situation to see if there is anything. And sometimes it just turns out to be just, you know, an old hole in the wall they just replaced recently, and there's really nothing going on. So we really have to be very careful about discerning these things, really evaluate the situations, and give our educated, experienced opinion to our clients who need that information.
Right. And so you all, so John Paul, you cover Albuquerque and Los Lunas, but you're all actually based in Santa Fe, correct?
That is correct. We're based out of Santa Fe. We service Española, Los Alamos. We go out to Pecos. Once in a while, we go out to Las Vegas. We service everything in between here and Albuquerque, the whole greater Albuquerque area, East Mountains. Quite a big area that we can cover. Since we have four inspectors, we're able to offer a lot more to our clients, get them in on the schedule sooner, and help them get the information they need.
Excellent. So when someone is scheduling and they're working it into their daily life, what kind of time frame do they need to allot for the inspection? Do they need to be home? Do they need to, like, what's the whole process for somebody who might not have experience already?
That's a good question. That's one of the questions we get often. A typical home inspection, just depending on the size of the home, could be 2 to 3 hours. Definitely larger the home. We've had some 6,000, 10,000. Those definitely take a lot longer. Usually they're a whole day project because we want to look through everything. But on average, 2 to 3 hours. And we often like to tell our clients if they can't be there because they have to take time off of work, they got kids, they got things they got to do. We understand. We try to work with their schedules. And the best thing is at least show up at the end of the inspection. And the inspector, you can ask him, how long do you think, especially once he's already gotten there, and he can give you a time. He'll say, all right, well, we're starting at 9, come at 11:30. And that's best time to come because we've already gone through everything. We can give you all the information, go over the big issues that might be related to that house, as well as give the opportunity for the new buyer to get familiar with the house, find out where all the main shutoffs are, and look at the issues, ask questions about the issues, you know, is it serious, or, you know, things like that. So really helps them get familiar with the home. And I think it's very valuable for them to be present at some point during the home inspection.
Right. And so, listeners, if you're just tuning in, my guests this morning are Ishvar Jaco and John Paul Vincent with Jaco Home Inspections. And they're based in Santa Fe, but they cover essentially central New Mexico and north, it sounds like, or they'll probably go wherever you want them to go, I think. Maybe I'm promising you too much from them, but the thought occurred to me as I was hearing you both speak was that home inspections may actually be something that people could take advantage of or maybe consider as just preventive maintenance for their home, right? Not necessarily Definitely. Because they're selling or buying.
Definitely. The longer you live in the house, the more that we become house blind. You know, we knew that we had an issue with this, but, you know, it didn't really matter right now, so we just kind of put it off. And then we put it off, and then we put it off, and then we put it off some more. So with the tiny issue, then becomes a much bigger issue down the road. Cracked tile that you didn't really think about, you know, it spreads, you know, other issues just kind of grow. But you live in the house every day, you see it, and it just doesn't really click in your head. So doing a general maintenance inspection is probably one of the best ideas you could have. You know, you have to ask yourself, how often do you actually crawl up on your roof?
Never.
Right? We recommend at least getting up there at least once a year. Find out what's going on. Even if you're afraid of heights, you know, I'm sure there's someone in your neighborhood, someone you know that doesn't have a problem getting up on a ladder, going up there and taking a look. You know,
with that question, I did want to follow up because we do get requests like that, especially being Santa Fe. There's a lot of second home buyers.
Right.
Like, they don't live there all the time and they want to know how their home is doing. We actually created another product that is a home maintenance inspection. It's less than your home inspection. It's not used as a home inspection, so it's completely different standards. But we go through the home and actually look at the how systems are running, what kind of time frame they might have left, what kind of things might need to be done in the next year for maintenance items, and give that list to the homeowner so now they have a better idea of what they need to take care of right now, what they might want to budget for in the next year, and have a better idea of how their house is doing overall so they can keep up on the maintenance.
Right. Well, I think, you know, as people are starting to maybe think about spring cleaning and so forth, that'd be something that they could definitely add on their list. And so let's make sure to get your contact information out to folks. So how can people get in contact with you?
So there's a couple of ways that they can get a hold of us. One is they can go to our website at zsako.com. That's jaco.com. Through there, there's information about the company, our inspectors. You can even order inspections right through the website. The other option is you can call our office at 505-780-8132. Talk to one of the lovely ladies in our office. They'd be glad to get you scheduled or answer any questions that you might have about our services. We also offer real estate dashboards for real estate professionals, for the brokers, where they can actually order from their phone. They can get on. It works like an app. They can see our schedules, book inspections for their clients, help their clients out with everything right there at the touch of their phone.
Excellent. And I actually have had several real estate professionals on the show, and so I'll get you their contact information because I'm sure it's always good to have more than one option for setting up home inspections in terms of, you know, quick turnaround or a quick closing and that kind of thing. So I'll make sure to get that information for you and send it on to you.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so you have a special. So let our folks know what your special is that you're offering for Go Local Boom listeners.
So right now, what we're doing, we are offering discounts for our sewer line, as well as we do multi-inspection discounts as well. So with the home inspection, we have three other services. We do termite and wood-destroying organism inspections. We offer radon gas testing, and we also offer the sewer line video scan, where we actually put a camera through the sewer line to look for damage, roots, things like that, that, you know, do often occur with sewer lines. Right now, we're offering $50 off the sewer scan, as well as a multi-service discount off of the other services. If you're adding them, we can offer $25 off of each service. So that would be a savings of $100 off the total package when booking an inspection with us.
Excellent. Of course, they need to mention Go Local Boom, right? They've
Definitely.
Heard it here.
Yep. Yes.
Mention Go Local Boom.
Excellent. And so what else? We've got, I don't know, about 4 minutes left in this segment. What else can you think of that maybe people wouldn't know about either scheduling a home inspection or just with the information they receive, like how to process that?
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of things to be aware of, especially even just with picking your home inspections. There's a lot of companies that are established. They're great. They stick to standards. They have certifications. That really lets you know what kind of home inspector you're working with, like as how they really take what they do, whether they take it seriously. The home inspection itself, lots of times when you get the inspection report, you're going to be surprised. There's going to be things wrong with the house, you know, things that need to be repaired, some fixing the home. And one of the biggest things that might alarm somebody at first is they see there's 20 or 30 items on that home inspection. But you really need to look at what those items are. Sometimes they're an outlet that's not wired properly. Sometimes it's some touch-up painting on the exterior or a door that doesn't close right. And a lot of these things are common issues that come up with homes and are part of maintenance. The bigger things to really be aware of would be if the home inspector decides that the windows are not functioning anymore and you might have to replace the windows. Or the roof is showing signs of age and it might only have a couple years left on it. Those are the bigger kind of things that you really need to be watching out for and be aware when you're making that decision whether or not to buy that house. The other things, like I say, they're usually maintenance things that are easy to correct. And that's probably the biggest question that we often get when somebody does look at the report. They're asking, well, what things should we fix? We can't tell them what things to fix, but we definitely help advise them what are the things that they really should be aware of for that home to help maintain it and take care of it.
And then I imagine they could also have a conversation with their insurance company, because some of the things that might require like a roof or something like that might end up falling under their homeowner's insurance or something like that. And at least they're getting credible information from you all when they get the inspection and can go to them with some something credible rather than saying, I think this is what's going on. But actually having a document or a something from you all would provide them with a good start to that conversation.
Yeah. And another really big thing that, or a good thing to consider for homeowners when they're buying a new home is a home warranty. They can buy home warranties, and that really can help any surprises that might come down the road that they're unaware of since it's a new home.
Excellent. Well, I could stay talking to you, you know, for the rest of the next segment, but unfortunately we're out of time. So I want to thank you for being on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. So this was Zasko Home Inspections, and I'll give you their contact information in the wrap up, but thank you both for being on the show this morning.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Thank you.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We'll be right back with our next guest. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. Good morning and welcome back, Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. This segment is brought to you in part by Social Bee Social Media. Want to spend less time on social media and more time doing what you do best? Social Bee is your social media game changer. They optimize profiles, help develop consistent branding, and enhance the connection between you and your clients. Contact Social Bee for all things social media. My final guest this morning is George Bosey with Bosey Brothers Brewery. Welcome to the show, George.
Thank you for having me, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us what the brewery is all about.
So Bosey Brothers is owned by my older brother, Sam, and I. We started the company in 2014 based on our love of making beer. I was ex-military, so I had just left the Air Force at the time. My brother had worked in a couple jobs, mostly kind of oil and gas stuff in Pennsylvania, but had left that career and started brewing commercially, pursuing certifications, and just kind of, you know, pursuing what had started off as a hobby and making a career out of it. And we made the decision to go into business together and to start Bosey Brothers, which opened in August of 2015, so we're coming up on 2.5 years right now.
Excellent. Well, and that's great for a restaurant or anything in the food service industry that it's lasted. And so far, it sounds like you've got rave reviews going online, and just talking to Lexi, who is a co-host here on the show, that people like the service and just the product that you all offer. So give our listeners an idea of the menu of beers that they might find when they stop in.
So we do primarily American style ales and lagers, and what that normally means is we are pursuing what were some of your craft beer style classics. So to just kind of walk through what our year round offerings are, you know, the first one, first and foremost, very most popular style of beer in craft beer, whether it's New Mexico or Colorado or California, anywhere is always going to be your India Pale Ale, which started off the more traditional style, but a hoppy beer, which is going to mean it's going to have a lot of aroma and flavor, and typically a very bitter flavor that goes along with fruity and kind of flowery aroma. So we make one called Dr. Strange Hop, which is a play on a movie that my brother Sam and I love called Dr. Strange Love. And when we sold it as a package product, had the character T-Bone Pickens kind of riding the bomb down from the film. But that's kind of our big hoppy beer, probably our best year-round seller there at the brew pub. We also make a beer called Duke City Lager, which is one that's a completely American style creation. So it's the beer style would be a steam beer or a California common lager. And that came about from the mining days of San Francisco, basically in and around San Francisco. So you've got the gold rush, big influx of immigrants out there to go do mining and such. Some of them were German, which are traditionally lager brewers, which is to make a beer that's fermented at a cooler temperature and aged longer. So they had this training style and background, but all of a sudden they're in California where there's a drastically different drastically different weather. So they went out there, and this is a lager style beer in the yeast and preparations, but fermented at a much warmer temperature, which really changes the flavor. So people think lager, they think kind of your Bud Light, Coors Light, really kind of clean and maybe even flavorless kind of beer. Duke City Lager is not that way at all. It has a lot of malt flavor and a lot of hop flavor, a lot more bitter than people typically expect. And we like to think it's got a little more flavor and attitude, kind of like the Duke City does. You know, I certainly love Albuquerque, but it's definitely a very unique place and has kind of a feel all of its own. So that's what we'd call our flagship beer, and that'd be the second of our lineup. We also do a beer. We get into these goofy names, but it's called Washington's Hatchet. So
nice.
Yeah, it's named after George Washington, and you kind of hear the fable about him chopping down the cherry tree. Well, I had this idea of using cherry wood, particularly toasted cherry wood, which is used in barbecuing and stuff. It has kind of a spicy, light, fruity flavor to it. I actually aged this beer, which is a porter, kind of a mid-level dark beer, in that toasted cherry wood, and it adds kind of a fruit flavor and spicy flavor to it. It makes it very unique. And although the porter style beer is not in its heyday now, in the 17 and early 1800s, that it was the most popular beer style in the world. And that's big English style brewing tradition. And some of the first beers being made in America in colonial times were porters. And it was a noted favorite of General and President Washington. So hence the whole kind of Washington's Hatchet thing, we think would be kind of a funny name for that.
Nice. And an easy way to remember it too, I imagine.
Yeah, it is. And unfortunately, I should have brought a bottle with you, but my sister-in-law does our graphic design for our bottles and logos and such. And she drew up a very cool looking, but kind of hilarious design. It's based on a dollar bill, but it's President Washington from the dollar bill, but wearing a sleeveless shirt with a Bozy tattoo. And he's holding like an axe, kind of like not a hatchet, but more like fireman style. So
right.
kind of a funny play on that.
Cool. Well, before you continue, I want to make sure our listeners know who you are and how to contact you. So listeners, if you're just tuning in, my guest for this third segment is George Bozy with Bozy Brothers Brewery. And go ahead and give us the address and any contact information you'd like our listeners to have.
Sure. We are located at 601 Gold Avenue, and that's in downtown Albuquerque. Easy way to find it is right at the corner of Gold and 6th Street in a kind of historic brick building there. You can also reach us online, bozybrothers.com, or probably the easiest way to get a hold of us is to reach out on Instagram or Facebook. And again, looking for Bozy Brothers is the handle there.
Excellent. And Bozy is spelled B-O-E-S-E.
Exactly.
And then Brothers is spelled out, so bozybrothers.com. So continue. I love that you're including the history behind the beers in terms of how you come up with the names and the recipes and all of that, because I think I'm not a beer drinker myself, but just knowing that there's more character, there's a lot of thought that goes into not only producing the beer, but then the branding of it, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is my brother and I, this is our whole world. It's our dream. Some of these things we'd been planning, everything from flavors to names, for years. So, history too is that, beer is an old, thousands of year old beverage. It's been the most popular alcoholic beverage in the world, since its creation. So, it's kind of hard to talk about, beer without tying in a little bit of history. I can't claim the authenticity of this, but reading through a brewing history book on porter specifically, it said that, coming back to this General Washington character, that he would rather have his troops still had their daily ration of porter, of their beer, than to have food. I mean, it's literally a thing to keep them going. That's how important it was. My family in particular, another beer in our lineup is called True Blue. And that's actually a brand of Pilsner that used to be made in the Northampton Brewing Company in Pennsylvania. My great-grandfather was an Austrian immigrant and was a brewer from Austria, brewer in Austria, came out, moved to Pennsylvania, and that was his career. That was his job. He was a brewmaster and made primarily that True Blue Pilsner. After Prohibition, the Northampton Brewing Company didn't really bounce back or survive. Pennsylvania changed some rules about breweries there. But, that's very much not a piece of American heritage even, but just of my family specifically. And kind of growing up in my house, my parents weren't big beer drinkers, but my mom had like these beer serving tins and things like that. And I never really understood when she told us our great-grandfather was a brewmaster, and then we kind of learned this whole background about it. It was pretty cool. And my grandfather, who's luckily still with us, still likes to kind of talk fondly about his grandfather. I think my favorite story is that my great-grandmother used to let him have one beer a day. So he would go and play pinochle with his sons at the brewery, and he would get one glass of beer, and he would tap the table anytime it got low, and one of his sons would go fill it off the tank. So he would never empty it, but he'd be sitting there playing cards, drinking beer with his sons for, a period of probably 5 or 6 hours, but he would only have one beer. It was just a never ending kind of free refill thing that he used to do.
That's hilarious. That's great, because I think, there's a community of people who love beer and so forth. And so being able to be in the business, and then ideally you share these stories with your customers. And so it creates that, the loyalty aspect, I imagine, because they know now some of the history. You're not just somebody that is following a current trend. It's actually been in your family for generations, and you're carrying on the traditions.
Absolutely. And, as we started with kind of our, my brother and I trying to define some core values for our company, it's maybe at the risk of being too simple, it was family, quality, and good times. Of that, we started this business together, and the advice we always get from our fathers, like, he unfortunately went to a business with family that didn't work out, but that's what he's always strived for us to keep in mind. And like, it's a family, and it's a family business, and don't let it tear you apart. So it's nice that we keep a focus on that, try and treat our customers and our taproom like family as well. It makes it a very approachable, very kind of homey feeling place. And then, the quality is obviously huge and important to us as well.
Excellent. So we have about a minute left in the show. So give everyone the location and your contact information one more time.
Sure. Again, located at 601 Gold Avenue. That is the corner of 6 and Gold in downtown Albuquerque. Best way to get a hold of us is on Facebook under Bozy Brothers or Instagram under Bozy Brothers. We also have a website, bozybrothers.com. And might be terrible to know, but I don't know the taproom phone number.
No, that's okay. No worries. We're in the social media and technology phase, and they can just go there if they need to get in touch with you.
That's the best way.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, George.
Krista, thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
My pleasure. So folks, stay tuned. I'll be right back with the show wrap-up. I'm Krista Benavides with Cheese Bus Performance Solutions. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Cheese Bus Performance Solutions. Thank you so very much for tuning in once again this Saturday morning. And I hope that you took the challenge from last week of inviting two people in your lives to listen and tune into the show. So I'll remind you all who our guests were this week. And so my first guest was Monica Walters with Shutter Booth. And again, if you didn't catch the segment, Shutter Booth is mobile photography that can be had at events, whether it's private or a company or any range in between. And so it provides the opportunity for people to have a takeaway that is personalized in the form of a photo or a strip of photos. I believe four come in one strip, and customization can happen. So representing your organization, your event, or personalizing with the name of the wedding party or anything like that can be done. And Monica is a great resource. She's very friendly and personable and tailors all of her packages for her customers. So give her a call at 505-652-8999. And the website is shutterbooth.com/ABQ. My second guests were Ishvan Jaco and Jean-Paul Vincent with Jaco Home Inspections. And they're based in Santa Fe, but they cover pretty much central New Mexico and north. And I imagine as they continue to grow their business, they're going to probably end up all over the state. That's just my prediction. And they offer full-service home inspection services, and they can be contacted at 505-780-8132. And one of the important points about the segment was about getting a home inspection for preventive maintenance. And it occurred to me as I was interviewing them that that's something that even I need to do with my home, because you don't think about home inspections generally other than if you're selling or buying a home. But in order to just be a smart consumer and a smart homeowner, it's really wise to get a home inspection from a preventive standpoint. So give them a call at 505-780-8130. And that's Ishvan and John Paul. So my third guest was George Bosey with Bosey Brothers Brewery. And you're probably thinking there's a theme here, because last week I had Lindsay from Wicked Creations Winery. And we'll have to see who's on the show next week. Maybe we'll have some whiskey producers, you know, maybe a restaurant to just keep the theme of food and beverage going on the show. But George is fascinating. I could have talked to him also a lot longer. And I know Mike, our producer, was all about beer also. And so they had their own little mini interview before and after the segment. And so George and Bosey Brothers Brewery is located at 6th and Gold. You can find them also on Facebook and Instagram to see just what they're up to. But what I really appreciated about speaking with and learning about George was the history behind their business, because I think there is a tendency to think, especially with microbreweries and breweries in general, that, oh, it's just another fly-by-night and these people are starting just to be on the trend. That is definitely not the case with Bosey Brothers. He shared how his great-grandfather was a brewer and the generational influence has continued on with his business, and they have put a lot of thought and really heart into selecting the recipes and even the branding for each of their labels, for each of the brews. So if you haven't tried them out, make sure to visit them at 6th and Gold. Their address is 601 Gold Avenue. And again, it's Bosey Brothers Brewery. And visit them, of course, on Facebook and Instagram. So that was our show for this week. And I really appreciate you all tuning in. And I want to give you the same challenge I gave you next week, is we're really doing our best to promote local business here in New Mexico with this show. And it can only be possible with you. I mean, I bring the guests in and provide the information. They provide the information about their businesses for you. But it's only going to go so far if you keep this a secret. So don't keep it a secret. Share the information. And I just changed my mind. I said that I was going to give you the same challenge as last week, which was introducing the show to two new people. I'm going to raise the bar. So I want you to introduce the show to 5 new people. And here's an extra. I'd like you to encourage those 5 people to introduce the show to 1 other person. Help me, help us grow New Mexico local business. That's how we are all going to have a better New Mexico, a better future for our economy. And recognizing that we have a lot of treasures here in our state, here in our city. And the only way people are going to know about it is by...
White-